their sins, and ultimately his mission was to deliver all people. And so he tries to overcome their ignorance in many cases, as with the regular populace. It was not ignorance that was malicious, but with the case of the leaders it was, for they were entrusted with the revelation and the interpretation of the law and of Scripture, and so they sought to retranslate it, reinterpret it to according to their own mind and to their own hearts, and so they failed to see that he was not merely the Son of David, but also the Son of God who had come to deliver the people from their sin. And so the Lord first strives to overcome their malicious ignorance in order that they may be allowed entrance into the mysteries that he would reveal and the teachings. The general populace was won over by the Lord's word, for indeed they would claim, "No one has ever taught like he has taught," because he was God himself teaching the truth that God alone knows and that God alone can reveal. And so we must strive always to abide in that truth, so that we too are cooperating always in the mission of Christ, that mission he received from his Father to deliver all souls from their sin, and so ultimately to establish that final and eternal covenant, the church, which is ultimately concerned primarily, as her mission states, with the salvation of souls. And so we must constantly strive to seek to sanctify ourselves through the study of our faith, through prayer and the sacramental life of the church, so that we are always ready to give witness and to give defense for the hope that is in us, that hope that is rooted in recognizing Christ, not merely as a man, but also as God in the flesh. God in the flesh come to deliver his people, come to bring mercy to all people. And so we must especially do this through the intercession and in the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. For she, as no other creature, remaining faithful to God from the moment of her conception and now dwelling with him in glory for all eternity in heaven, she alone amongst all creatures knows fully well the ramifications of this truth and the mission of her Son. Indeed, she is the first to cooperate with this mission in an unhindered way, for immediately upon receiving Christ in her womb, she begins to bring him to people with her visitation to St. Elizabeth and St. John the Baptist, and she continues to this very day striving to bring Christ into the hearts of soul, and that soul most dear to Our Lady is the one who is furthest from the love of her Son, and so she wishes to use every member of the mystical body to go forth and to bring to all souls the love of Christ. But first, we must recognize him not merely as a man, but also as a God, and so we can truly say he is truly God and truly man, and that is especially needed in our day and age. For many have an appreciation for Christ, but refuse to accept his divinity. Many say he is a man just like us. There are all kinds of rumors and lies out there about the Lord, and it is those rumors and those lies that we must overcome by our faithful witness to him, so that it may be said of us what St. Paul said of the Christians of old in regards to the conversion of the pagan world. It is when the pagan world would declare of the Christians, "See how they love one another," is when they began to come in droves, for they saw the Christians doing things that they found impossible. They found it noble, but ultimately their attempts would always fail, especially in regards to fidelity in marriage. But when they saw Christians doing so, they realized that it could only be done with an outside help, and so they came to the early Christians to seek that help, and it is then that the early Christians were able to begin to teach them of the love of Jesus Christ for humanity, his incarnation, that is, that he truly became man, but also his eternal origins from God the Father, so that he can truly be said that he is true God and true man, come to reconcile us with the eternal Father, so that heaven, lost in the fall of our first father Adam, is regained by us in fidelity to the teachings of Christ and to his church in this life, so that we may truly join the angelic choirs, praising God for all eternity in the life to come.